Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
And I think that's the biggest thing. And that's the thing we have this faith. Oh, they can be redeemed, or this can be fixed, or we can talk this through, or we can figure this out. No, in some cases, you just can't. That person's always going to be there. It's part of their personality. It's part of who they are, how their brain functions. They're not capable of doing things a different way, and capable is the key word there.
They cannot change, and they will not take the steps to change. They're not aware of what they need to do, and they won't do the work. So the best thing that you can do, the hardest thing you can do, is to get out of that situation and save yourself.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be horrible for a bit, but you know what? That's how you save yourself. And I just wonder if Anna wasn't leaning toward that. Like, I've got to get away from this man. And he cracked. And
it sounds like she was. And you can't do it quick enough in a lot of cases, too. Because especially if you have someone who's capable of committing crimes. I mean, obviously, he was. But he always seemed to kind of have an excuse. Well, it was this. Well, it was that. He was one that was like, it's never my fault. It's always this or that. You're cheating on me. Well, yeah, you're in house arrest, and she's trying to live life and take care of the kids and you over here. And yeah, surprise, surprise. You're not a very good prize of a man.
Right.
And she should have every right to get away from you. But unfortunately, he knew the prize that he had, and he didn't want anyone else to have it because he's a fucking raging narcissist. So there's the Google searches. And this is what I'm always surprised by in terms of people's stupidity of not realizing, hey, this is going to do you in, your digital footprint of what you put out there. The morning of, after she's murdered, what's the best day to divorce a man? Actually, he looks that up earlier. Then on January 1st, he picks up the kid's iPad while Anna was supposedly getting ready in the bathroom, and starts looking up how long before a body starts to smell. 10 minutes to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. Lime and caustic soda to dissolve a body. And the best one, and I say this not truly meaning best, it really sticks. Dismemberment and best ways to dispose of a body, followed by hacksaw, best tool to dismember. Then he went to Home Depot.
So how many times have you guys searched for that? Today I searched for recipes to make with salmon and rice and curry.
Crazy. I don't know. Like, here's what's funny. I've got a really good friend of mine, and she loves to investigate serial killers. So she does know some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm starting to wonder, maybe there's some things going on around the neighborhood here, people missing. Maybe it's her. Because
I'm careful with my searches, especially with the work that we do. We do look up some really scary stuff.
I mean, look at Tony looking up that family this morning. I mean, that could come back to haunt you.
I'm right? on a list. Not the ads I'm going to start seeing. Which you're going, somebody made this ad. Or AI made this ad. I didn't know collies did that. Lowe's. He goes. He grabs 10 30-gallon trash bags. Tarps. Specialized saw with replacement blades. Then over to CVS for hydrogen peroxide, more heavy-duty bags, even red Solo cups that prosecutors later say were for soaking up blood.
Wait. What were the cups for? Was he going to have a party?
No, I guess it's like scooping up blood or something. The only thing I can think of is like that scene in Breaking Bad where the ceiling breaks through after they put the body in the bathtub. And Walter says it has to be in this plastic drum to do this. And Jesse goes, I'm going to use the bathtub. And you can't do that because the chemicals will eat through the bathtub and it literally then collapses through the floor. But the tub, it wouldn't, because it wouldn't have that sort of chemical reaction. So they're sitting there scooping up the stuff and it's pretty disgusting.
I mean, that's the second time we've heard of red Solo cups being used in some weird ways. The other was the Reed hearing.
Karen, yeah.
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 I would use a bucket personally, but that's just me.
Police eventually did search. They found blood traces in the basement, a broken knife with Anna's DNA on it, and no sign she ever made it upstairs that morning. So, I mean, he's kind of dead to rights on this. These are the searches that he made. He's on camera in Home Depot getting this stuff right after. The stories don't add up. The whole thing, I mean, it does feel fairly clear cut, but of course he's pleading not guilty. I'm going to be very curious as to how they're going to try and argue this. I know one of the early things that they've been trying to argue on this case does actually tie into Karen Reed, Proctor. He was the initial lead detective on this case.
Wow.
He's a gift that keeps on giving.
We haven't heard much about him recently.
No, but he was, and they were trying to subpoena information. They were trying to get basically anything that he touched on this case thrown out because of the Karen Reed case. Now, this is a very, very different case. This guy, he has the search history. It's there. It's just there. They've never found her body. The evidence is there. You don't have blood in your basement. You don't have this or that if your wife wasn't murdered in your basement. You just don't. But that was a big point of contention in this case of trying to get those things thrown out. And thankfully, the judge saw through that and said, nope. Yeah, he's not a great detective, but you know what? These are all things you did yourself. This has nothing to do. He didn't plant your Google searches. He didn't force you at gunpoint to go to Home Depot and buy these supplies. You did this yourself. So that is evidence that will stay in this case. Thank God. Because I was kind of concerned there for a little bit with the whole Proctor situation, that anything that he touched, there was going to be a lot of cases that no matter how damning the evidence, you know, maybe very compromised, and you could have people that are very guilty walking away from things more than already have been, that the whole cases could get completely, you know, thrown up in the air.
I think the Google searches alone and the DNA, I think that seals the case pretty hard. I mean, obviously innocent until proven guilty, but she's missing and those are his searches. And they're not a loving couple that wants to stay together. There's a lot going on here. So it's not adding up to, I didn't do it. Sorry.
There were a ton of searches that guy made. I mean, we just read a handful of them and it goes on for days. Literally. I mean, let me see if I can try and grab a few more of them. I mean, while I'm doing this, like, have you ever made a search where you later on you're like, I shouldn't have searched that, because you get the weird ads or the this or the that? Anybody got anything like that?
Todd?
Sure. Throw me under the bus, Stacey. Yes. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, except when I was younger. Okay. And the internet was just coming out and I was a young man. Right.
Sure. And what were you looking for?
Families,
girls,
families, you know, families, shared computers. Maybe there was one in the house. Mm-hmm. So you have that fear because you're like, oh, I'm just going to look this up. And then you're like, hey, and it's early on. So you don't know how to clear search history, even just for family members. And you're like, God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But I've never looked up how to dispose of a body or anything like that.
No, I never have either. You know, if anything, I'm looking up, how long can I keep a rotisserie chicken in the fridge, you know, from Sam's Club?
What's the secret meaning on that one?
Yeah. And also, what's the answer?
4 days.
Okay.
Or you do the sniff test. If it starts to smell sour, get rid of it.
That's, yeah.
It's kind of gross. Right. But.
Here is the list with a timeline, okay? January 1st, 4:55 a.m., how long before a body starts to smell? 4:58, how to stop a body from decomposing? 5:20, how to embalm a body? 5:47, 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. 6:25, how long for someone to be missing to inherit? That's an interesting one because it shows there's a financial motive in this. How can you throw away body parts? 9:29, what does formaldehyde do? 9:34, how long does DNA last? 9:59, how can identification be made on partial remains? So See? It's like he's going, is this cycling through his mind and like the, what he's going to do is changing as it, we're hearing it in real time. Dismemberment and best ways to dispose of a body. How to clean blood from a wooden floor, luminol to detect blood. What happens when you put body parts in ammonia? Is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them?
Well, come on, you know.
Does Tide with bleach with a little extra downy, does that really get rid of it? Or should I go with the Ajax? Is that going to be a better choice for you? On January 2nd at noon over lunch, hacksaw, best tool to dismember. 1:10, can you be charged with murder without a body? 1:14, can you identify body with broken teeth? How stupid is he? I mean, look, these are...
Could say at least he's doing the research on it. I mean, I, I'm not saying this guy's a good guy, but yes, it's stupid. But, you know, we've been talking about somebody in the news recently that didn't think through some of these steps, right? Yep, and so, I mean, at least he's researching it, but it certainly puts him at the quote-unquote scene of the crime.
Yeah. On the 3rd, what happens to hair on a dead body? 1:13, what is the rate of decomposition of a body found in plastic bag compared to on a surface in the woods? 1:20, can baking soda make a body smell good? Smell good. I'm wondering if that was an autofill.
It had to be, because maybe smell less was where he was headed, but smell good? Wow.
And then December 27th, before all of this, what's the best state to divorce a man?
He asked that?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it goes back to financial concerns of what's the best state to get divorced and where he's going to have the most... rights, if you will, or the most clout.
Is there a good day?
What's the best state? The best state. Not the best day. Yeah. Wednesdays, it's a 2-for-1. You get twice your wife's stuff if you get divorced on Wednesdays. But it's every third Wednesday, only on leap years.
I went for after the 4th of July, Independence Day. I wanted to be symbolic.
Did you start singing Martina McBride?
Yes.
Right after that? Oh, very good. Very good.
Sure did.
So proud of you, Stacey.
I know. I'm proud of me too.
So, yeah, there's none of this, but the legal gymnastics continue on in this case. This happened like right after the Idaho incident with Brian Koberger, because that happened in November. This happened in December. This thing still hasn't hit trial.
Yet,
because it just keeps. This is how legal maneuvering works. And that's why it's so important that investigations are done properly. Because if you don't have it done properly, this case was this close to possibly being dismissed because you had Proctor that was involved in it. Luckily, cooler heads prevailed. And this man will face a jury, unless he pleads. I'm wondering if he's just trying to run his time out to see... you know, exhaust all options. And then, well, at the end of the day, I don't see how this man would get away with it. But hey, stranger things have happened.
Really wonder what's going to happen with this.
I can't see a world where this guy is not in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, especially with his past record and things as well. There's going to be a lot of character evidence of him if it gets admitted. That's the other part. When it gets to trial, is it going to be like Alec Murdaugh, where other past incidents get admitted into it as some sort of character evidence? It doesn't always happen. It shouldn't always happen, depending on the case. You shouldn't be judged for other crimes necessarily, unless it can relate into this. I would think in this case, it would, because it would it paints the picture, and I'm not an attorney. This is just me from being friends with a lot of them. In my opinion, I think it would, because there's a lot of things that involve the wife that involve painting a picture of their marriage that would need to be admitted. And I don't know how you do that without putting his past crimes in front of a jury.
You'd almost have to.
Otherwise, you're not getting a clear picture of the state of the relationship. And she's not there to testify.
No, she is not.
So, horrible case. And it ends with, a bunch of kids that don't have parents now. Well, one's in prison, the other one's dead and probably will never be found. All roads lead to narcissism. And on that note, we will wrap up our broadcast for the week. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we cover for you right here. Let us know your thoughts. You're in the comments there on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski if you're not there already. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take a breath and tell the people that you care about that you love them. I love you guys. I couldn't do this without you.
Back at you.
So, all right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Until next time, for Todd and Stacey, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.